how to offer truth, dignity, and safety. When sexual vulnerability, temptation, exploitation, or shame appears in reentry ministry, the chaplain needs three commitments: truth, dignity, and safety. Truth means we do not lie about sin, harm, temptation, abuse, exploitation, or danger. We do not pretend destructive patterns are harmless. We do not call bondage freedom. We do not minimize pornography, predatory behavior, coercion, prostitution pressure, trafficking concerns, domestic violence, sexual manipulation, or unsafe relationships. Dignity means we do not reduce a person to their sexual past, their trauma, their temptation, their failure, or their worst decision. Every person is an image bearer. Every person is an embodied soul. Sexual brokenness does not remove human dignity. Shame is not the same as repentance. Humiliation is not holiness. Safety means we know our role. If there is abuse, exploitation, danger to a minor, coercion, trafficking concern, predatory behavior, credible threat, medical emergency, suicidal risk, or violence risk, the chaplain must involve the appropriate pathway. Confidentiality has limits when safety is at stake. So how does a chaplain respond? First, listen without becoming curious in the wrong way. Do not ask for unnecessary details. Ask only what is needed to understand safety, role, and next step. Second, clarify boundaries. You might say, "I want to care well, and that means I cannot be your secret support person. We need to involve the right help." Third, offer spiritual care by permission. "Would prayer be welcome right now?" Or, "There is scripture about God's mercy and holiness. Would you like to hear it?" Fourth, refer wisely. Depending on the situation, the next step may involve a pastor, counselor, recovery leader, domestic violence resource, medical care, victim advocate, program staff, legal support, or emergency response. Fifth, keep accountability. Chaplains should not carry sexual disclosures alone. Follow your ministry's reporting and supervision expectations. Debrief appropriately without gossiping or exposing details unnecessarily. The gospel speaks to sexual brokenness with both grace and holiness. John 8 shows Jesus refusing to condemn the woman caught in adultery while also saying, "Go your way, from now on sin no more." That is not shame. That is mercy calling someone into a new life. A reentry and restoration chaplain can offer the same posture: honest truth, protected dignity, and safe next steps in the restoring grace of Christ.